From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the last of three messages entitled, Four Steps in Spiritual Warfare, Lessons in How God Prepared Gideon to Win a Great Victory Over the Midianites. We've already seen how Gideon proved God in the matter of the fleece. Then it was the Lord who proved Gideon by greatly reducing the size of Israel's army. Next, God encouraged his servant by allowing him to overhear a dream experienced by a Midianite soldier, a man who recognized the impending defeat of his army by the sword of Gideon. As we'll see, the true weapon was the sword of the Lord. The lesson is clear. That sword is the Word of God, which believers are to know and use in the battle for gospel truth. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, You Make the Trenches. The text is found in 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. Three armies were perishing of thirst, and the Lord interposed. Although he sent neither cloud nor rain, yet he supplied an abundance of water. He is not dependent upon ordinary methods, but can surprise his people with novelties of wisdom and power. Thus are we made to see more of God than ordinary processes could have revealed. Although the Lord may not appear for us in the way we expect or desire or suppose, yet he will, in some way or other, provide for us. It is a great blessing for us to be raised above looking to secondary causes, so that we may gaze into the face of the great first cause. Have we this day grace enough to make trenches into which the divine blessing may flow? Alas, we too often fail in the exhibition of true and practical faith. Let us this day be on the outlook for answers to prayer. As the child who went to a meeting to pray for rain took an umbrella with her, so let us truly and practically expect the Lord to bless us. Let us make the valley full of ditches and expect to see them all filled.
Have you not known, have you not heard, God's throne remains on high, established by his mighty hand to form the earth and sky. See nor trace the work he doth in.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions, such as, why did Christ have to be born a man? Why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And what's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such questions. All of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. But we're also pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 20th century Christian. You may have a copy of the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you may simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Sometimes we imagine that we idealize these men, and fear and faith can never coexist. There's none of us perfect. Gideon certainly wasn't perfect in his faith. And alongside of his faith, there was a natural shirking and shying away from this battle. There was a natural fear. There was a personal weakness. It wasn't just a matter of words when Gideon said to the Lord that I am poor and my family is poor, and who am I to go? Gideon really felt this. And so the Lord came to encourage him, to put a bit of backbone into him, to give him some real strength of heart and mind for the day of battle. Verse 9 to verse 15, we have this strange dream of one of the Midianite soldiers. The Lord said to Gideon, I'm giving the Midianites into your hand. I like this part, because it is a story about a giant of God's faith. This is no mere little pipsqueak third rater. This is a giant of God's faith. And yet, the Lord comes to him. He says, Gideon, I have promised, and I'm promising again, to give Midian into your hand. But if you're still afraid, take Phurah and go down to the host and hear what you've got to hear. And Gideon went. And he got reassured by what he heard. Think of that. Here's a man who has seen the angel of the Lord face to face. Here's a man, and he is God speaking directly to him. Here's a man, and the heavens are open to give him a revelation, promising, I give the Midianites into your hand, and yet he is still afraid. And then when he hears a Midianite soldier tell a dream, and the interpretation from another one, suddenly it all clicks, and Gideon's faith is strengthened. He was a great man, but man, he was just a man for all that. I'm glad the Lord bears with the weaknesses of the greatest of his people. How much more then with the weakest of his people? And he encourages us. Now Gideon goes down and he hears a dream about a cake of barley bread falling on a tent. Now normally all that would do would be to break up the barley bread and give food for the birds. That's all that would normally happen. But on this occasion in the dream, the barley bread smashed the tent and lay it flat out. The other soldier listening said, this is nothing but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. And Gideon realized then that it wasn't just that God was speaking to him, but the Lord was putting the fear of Gideon into the hosts of the Midianites, who were like grasshoppers for multitude upon the face of the earth. And so he went his way, certain of the victory. Now notice how the Lord encouraged him. How different from the way men would encourage you. The Lord encouraged him by showing him he was just a loaf or a cake of barley bread. You'd say, not much encouragement, Lord. The world would encourage you by telling you what a wonderful character you are, what a great man you are, how wonderful your talents are, how strong your hand is, telling you of the preparation and all the rest of it that you have made. The world would come and make you feel good about yourself in order to make you feel that you are useful to God. But the Lord brings Gideon right to the bottom and he says, Gideon, I have given this into your hand, but it's not because of the strength of your hand. It's not because you are a mighty man in the arm of the flesh. It is not because of anything in you. Gideon, this is the hand of God that's going to do this, because you are just a cake of barley bread. You're a nobody. You once told me, Lord, who am I that I should deliver Israel? Who am I? Can you not see, Lord, that my family is the poorest in Manasseh, the poorest of the tribes, and I am the poorest in the family? And God is saying, Gideon, it's all true. You're just a cake of barley bread. Get the big ideas out of your head. There's no personality cults in the work of God. The only personality that we worship is that of God our Savior. You're just a bit of barley bread. But what an encouragement. God doesn't need a genius. He can use a genius. I don't want you to go out of this place because you have an IQ of about 4001 that you're no use to God. God can use a genius. Just as long as that genius is willing to be a fool for Christ. But he doesn't need a genius. Some of the great preachers of history have been geniuses. Undoubtedly, Jonathan Edwards was a genius. In many, many ways, probably the greatest philosophical mind this nation has ever produced. But D.L. Moody was no genius. When people went to hear Moody preach, they said, "This isn't preaching." Moody said, "You're right, this isn't preaching." But the God who used Jonathan Edwards, the genius who was humbled at his feet, could take D.L. Moody, the converted country boy, without any great education, and fill him with the Holy Spirit and use him. God doesn't need, as a prerequisite, any kind of human greatness. He just wants the barley loaf. And I want to tell you, if it's the hand of God that threw that barley loaf on the tent of Midian, that will be more destructive of the powers of hell than all the heavy armaments that the people of God could ever invent by the wit of man. Just a barley loaf. Then Gideon was encouraged that the Lord had gone before him and put the fear of Gideon into the enemy. Now, I've seen this at work, and I have to be honest, there's many a time it has made me really have a good laugh. When the Lord puts the fear of, not just the fear of God, but the fear of Gideon. Can you imagine thousands and tens of thousands of soldiers, these ranks of mighty men, and they're trembling in their tents because of Gideon, who couldn't muster enough people to run a football league, never mind an army. They were trembling. Many of you here will know our clerk of presbytery, John Douglas. John and I have been friends for many, many years. We really go back a long way, and we talk about things a lot when we see each other. When we talk by telephone, I try to make sure it's John does the calling, because the call's likely to last about an hour and a half, and AT&T are not giving it away. So we talk about the history of our church and just the battles we've been in together, the roads we have traveled together, and the things we have seen together. Various events come up. One thing that comes up again and again is how the fear of the Free Presbyterians in Northern Ireland gripped the hearts of the enemies of God. We had a prime minister, and he was paranoid about these Free Presbyterians. We had the General Assembly of the Irish Presbyterian Church. I'm going back now into the 1960s, and I tell you, the fear that gripped them. And they could see the strategy. This is the part that really made us laugh. What these Free Presbyterians do in the picture was that we have these dark meetings, and we plot and we scheme and we plan, and we see if we do this and this and this, and man, our strategy is always great. And the funny thing about it is, nothing, and I mean this, nothing that we ever sat down to plan ever came to anything. Nothing. And anything we ever did for God, it went absolutely differently from the way we planned it. We just had to learn that you give the work of God over to the God of the work, and you let the God of the work direct the workers, and he's going to do it. But my, it was a great joy to see these great hulking apostate organizations scared stiff of a bunch of nobodies. They used to say, you Free Presbyterians are just ignorant people. We have the men of learning. We have the men of culture. We have this, we have that. We said that quite right. Quite right. But we have God. That's the difference. We have the Lord. And you can have your learning. I'll have the Lord any day. I'm talking about their learning. My, they were so full of the philosophy of the world that they knew nothing of God. We said to them many and many a time, and we saw this actually in the public schools. We said to them many a time, it's a wonderful learning that you have when our Sunday school children can go into public school where the Presbyterian or the Church of Ireland minister is teaching them religious instruction or teaching them math or Latin or French, and he happens to take the opportunity to blast their faith, and our Sunday school children can put your ministers to flight on the field of theological battle. Strange that we're all so foolish and ignorant, isn't it? Our very children can beat you. And so they did. The fear of Gideon. Can you imagine a soldier with a sword being afraid of a cake of barley bread? Crazy, isn't it? But you see, they knew the hand behind Gideon. The Lord had put his fear into the enemy. And then the Lord had put a sword in his hand that no enemy could stand against. What did the man of Midian say? This is nothing but the sword of Gideon. My friend, let me tell you, God put a sword in the hand of Gideon that all hell has always feared and always will. The Lord has put a sword in the hands of his people. If they will but use this sword, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, I tell you, the devil will fear it and tremble. And the hordes of hell will be defeated. The story of the Christian church and its progress is the story of the sword of the Spirit. Just let this Bible really go to work first in Gideon and then through Gideon, and there's nothing can stand in his way. Not a thing. Reformation history is the history of the progress of the Word of God through Europe. Men were burned at the stake. That didn't stop the progress of the Scriptures. The Bibles themselves were burned, confiscated. Printing houses were destroyed. That didn't stop the progress of the Word of God. God has put a sword in our hand.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America Or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.